You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Ask Maria Now with Maria. Live from AskMariaNow.info.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Ask Maria Now
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to my show. I hope everybody had a great week. I know I did. I had a really good week this time. Today was like a really crazy weather day. So I hope everybody had a great day. But the East Coast got flooded up. Anyhow, I am going to give my message out for the person who's listening. And for those who don't know me, I am a strategic intuitive. I like to unravel parts of your life and find solutions and help you to get where you have to get and be able to see different perspectives so your situation can get cleared up to the best outcome. So I really love to help people on that level. And let's take a look to see what message I have for somebody out there tonight. Use two decks. Okay. So I see someone who had an automatic change in their work situation. It kind of came as a surprise, but you are leaving to move on to something better. So it's giving you a message of don't be afraid of taking the chance. This chance is actually really good for you. The money is going to be good. And you get some status and you get a lot of joy out of this new position that you're taking. I know it came as a sudden shock that you were going to get this position and you're a little weary to take it. But I'm going to tell you, I do see you leaving and moving on to it. It brings you some good money and a lot of career advantages. You've been carrying a lot of overload and responsibility, but you haven't been compensated enough for it. So even though the situation you didn't think was that great and it was sudden, it's going to lead into a lot more better opportunities for you. Good communication skills. And I also feel like your intuition is going to be kicking in really strong on your next moves that you're going to make. I also see expansion, improved status, and great effort and hard work that's going to be attached to this. And I don't want you to worry about looking backwards. Just keep looking forward. You have some really good things. It's a strong foundation for you. It's going to bring a lot of peace and understanding and prosperity and wealth into your home. And it's going to be getting much more stable for you. And less, I'm not saying less stressful, because I think every job and learning something new is stressful to anybody. All of us get like that. But this opportunity, even though it was sudden, you weren't expecting it, it's time to move on and don't hesitate. So whoever this message is for out there, I want you to know to march on and don't look back. It's going to be really, really wonderful for you. There's a lot of energy, a lot of traveling is going to be involved with this position and good communication. You got great communication skills. I think that's one of your gifts. I get Gemini energy around you. So that you're going to be good to really communicate and bring things together and help a lot of people too on your journey. You do learn a lot with this position and the money's going to be really great. So, okay. So now I'm ready for my client who wants a reading tonight. Heather.
Hello.
Welcome, Heather. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well, honey. What's going on?
Oh, I don't know. I was just seeing what kind of a, what you, I guess you could pick up on me, I guess. Like what you see.
Well, give me
any love, like
new love,
maybe a love reading.
Okay. Are you with somebody, or you want me to see somebody's coming back?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm not. I'm not involved with anyone.
Okay. Let's take a look. Take this deck out for you. How's your day today? How's everything going well?
Yes.
You got the card of falling in love. So I love this card for you because this always insinuates to me that some new love is about to enter your life. You're going to fall in love again. I get more of the fall time frame. I don't feel right now. I feel fall time. I feel like warm weather, coffee cups coming out, like that kind of fall kind of energy. And I do feel that you will meet somebody. You've been hurt though. What would the last relationship, did it really pierce you?
Well, yeah, and I'm just, you know, I'm sick of everyone lying to me, so beating on me.
Yeah, we all go through one of those, right? But you had a drama king. You had a drama king in your life, right? And you were fighting too hard for the relationship, right? So the communication collapsed and things weren't going that well. But I will tell you, this relationship, the good thing that we always get out of it is you learn something of it, right? There is something that we always learn out of relationships that really don't work for us or long term. And from what I'm seeing here is that you're going to notice traits. Like, I think you may casually go out here and there, and you do pick up on traits that you don't want in your life anymore. So that's a good thing. That's a great thing to know. The next person that comes in, I want to tell you, is going to be of a strong character. I feel that this person is also very creative. I mean, he likes to do things, but he's a creative person. So he may be in advertising, marketing, something where his creative ability shows, and you have a lot of fun with him. And that's something that you didn't really have with the other person you were involved with. I feel this person like lifts you and he enhances you and he makes you drop your guard and you kick off your shoes and really have a good time. You're in a turmoil and things that you were worried about from previous relationships and connections that you have. He's going to just like take it away. You're just going to feel like, you know, kicking off your shoes, laying on a couch and just really enjoying somebody. I do believe this person does the work in the relationship. He doesn't slack, I want to say. He listens to you. So it's a very good alignment. And I do believe that this is coming for you. You will definitely meet to somebody. This always gives me like a full feeling. And it's like the coffee cup or the tea or whatever. And it's getting cold out and the oranges and the leaves. And that's the kind of weather I see you around with this person. And I do feel that you're going to have a really good time with him.
Okay, good.
Yeah. What else would you like to look at, sweetheart?
What else can you read? I don't know.
Anything. Just ask me a question.
Anything like with maybe my grandma?
Is she passed on?
Yes.
She passed on. I'm not a medium, so I don't guarantee you any messages that I get. I'm not a medium.
Okay, gotcha.
Relationships are So let's take a look at. Let me see what else I get for you. How's that? Let's just see what else popped up. Let me get the other.
That's fine.
Yep. Okay, Heather. What kind of work do you do, Heather? Because that's coming to me for a point.
I take care of my mother right now.
Oh, that's a job. That's a job. You know, you're a nurturer. You're tired, though. Have you been feeling extra tired or excessively tired? Have you been feeling that way,
it's
Heather?
Very tired.
Very tired.
Just very tired. No energy.
No, yeah, that's exactly what you've shown, that you're really losing a lot of energy and you're very tired and you're losing your spark a little bit, girl. You can't. You gotta get up and go with that. You need to get excited again. You got to get excited again. I know taking care of anybody as a caretaker is not an easy task, right? It's not. But I do feel that right. You have good things coming for you. Hold on. You're like on a balance beam now. You try to balance a lot of things between home and family and whatever else you're doing. And you have, your heart is empty. You have to fill that a little bit. I feel like that heart, you're ready. You're ready for a situation to be brought into your life. And it's going to happen. It is going to happen. Good. You got blessings. You got blessings coming to your home. You got blessings and celebrations coming to your home. So something good's going to be coming your way, Heather. And I feel like your energy, maybe you should ask the doctor, you know, maybe you're a little low on iron or something. I would just consult your doctor because I feel, even when I'm talking, I'm feeling tired. Like I feel, I want to go to bed right now, right? That kind of energy.
I just started taking some certain vitamins, so hopefully that'll help too.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that helps. I mean, I love taking vitamins. I hate to say it, but I do. I don't expect delays. Like, don't think that things aren't going to happen for you. Don't put it in your head. It's not going to happen now because I'm doing this and because I'm doing that. Things are going to start manifesting for you. They really are. Are you planning like a trip or even a weekend away or something with a friend or something? Do you have something planned?
Not right now, I don't know. But
that's going to happen around
August. I want to kind of go.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Around August, I feel like something's going to be good for you.
Good.
Yeah. I feel like around August.
That's what I need.
Yeah. You need it. Even if it's an overnighter, go out and have fun.
Oh, yeah.
You need it. You definitely need it. But your time is coming, mm-hmm. Heather. I don't want you to feel down on yourself or feel this empty space. Because nothing ever stays the same, right? Things change.
Right. And things change all the time.
Yep. And I do feel that you're going to be in a happy place. And I like to say that this person comes in casually. It's not like online. I don't feel an online thing. And I feel that maybe something like of like minds, like you do something that this person does, like similarities, I want to say. But what I love, he has so much energy and he's just going to like, you ain't going to be tired. I'll tell you that much. You're not going to be tired. You're going to be excited again. So yeah. I really love seeing that for you. Do you have any specific questions you want me to answer before we get taken off?
I can't think of any more.
Okay. Well, I hope you get back to me and let me know when you meet this wonderful person that's about to enter your life. And I want your little spark get sparked up and excited again for all the beautiful things ahead of you. And everything will be all right. I know right now with your mom, you're taking care of her, but that's okay. You'll still be able to navigate through all these things. All right?
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. It's been a pleasure meeting you. You keep in touch, love. All right?